Right before we go into the election itself, we have leftist federal workers plotting a violent coup and sedition. We have Kamala Harris, the VP and soon to be actual president. If Biden were to win, he would soon have to step down anyway. They're already talking about this fairly openly. He's already joking about him being Kamala's running mate, because we all know Kamala will really be the one who's president. And she has promised to come after us all, as well as she's now embraced communism fairly openly, 2 days before a national election. This is frightening, but we are winning, and we're going to go through all of this and more right after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go. You've heard of the red pill, sure, but what about the green pill? CBD oil continues to drain billions of dollars a year from Big Pharma and the corrupt medical establishment as patients go back to nature for their quality of life for chronic issues. We have the purest, high-quality, full-spectrum CBD tinctures at greenpillliving.com. Ask yourself this: do you trust Big Pharma? Check the description for link.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
Now, I didn't cover this day of, but I do want to talk about it briefly. Q asked us, are you ready to finish what we started? Nothing can stop what is coming is not just a catchphrase. That's post 4944. 4945, are you ready to hold the political elite protected, accountable? 4946, are you ready to take back control of this country? And then 4947, we have a video of sort of a liftoff, something big is coming. A space shuttle launch. I'm not going to turn the audio on, but just to give you an idea, we know it's a pretty big event. Now, usually Q gives us more of like a missile video or a heavy ordnance being used to bombard a target, you know, something military in nature where it's like, oh, we're dropping truth bombs. Okay. Well, this time it's more like something is beginning. Something is lifting off. This is a different metaphor. So with that said, I don't think there's anything fresh since then on Q. So let's go through a couple of really important things just before this election hits. Now, one of those is that the DHS acting secretary has now said that Twitter's censorship endangers national security. What are they censoring? Joe Biden's son doing crazy stuff like this with minors around and more. And frankly, the kind of, you know, I'm starting to almost feel bad for this guy. Isn't that sad? Isn't that weird? Because yes, he's probably a pedophile. He's probably corrupted as hell. He's probably pretty damn low. But you know what? Looking at this, I wonder if he was a victim himself as a child. We know how creepy Joe Biden is, and I wonder how bad the Biden household was. Was this the creation of a Biden molestation from cradle to career? Is that why he's a heavy drug addict? Is that why he's obsessed with sex and crack and hookers and pictures like this? A lot of times you see people who were themselves victims of child molestation or child abuse of a sexual nature. There are certain things that just go up very high in terms of the statistical outcomes of their lives. One of those is they're more likely to be gay. That's well established. I know it's a little controversial. I don't know why exactly, because look, even if you completely agree that gay people should have the right to be gay, and I do, I'm not judging anyone for their actions unless it harms another effectively. Self-harm is your right as a free citizen. If you want to drive around and not have a seatbelt on and risk your own life or climb trees without a rope, then you go right ahead. More power to you. Let's take them warning labels right off the bottles while we're at it, okay? Because I'm a tough love guy. But when you start harming another, that's when I have an issue, and that's when society should have an issue. But, you know, I'm not going to wax too philosophical about this. This guy had an unrestrained life with unlimited power, access to unlimited power. He was raised in a household known for being gropey and creepy with children. I almost feel sorry the way that he is now such a public spectacle. Really, his father is the corrupt problem. Joe Biden is the issue. And Hunter Biden is the sideshow, the movie, the drama, the pop culture freak show side of this. But pedophilia is a very concerning issue. Now, we also have JT Wild, who's been on the show before. Everyone knows JT Wild is kind of a pro-MAGA, pro-Q musician. And he does a lot of music outside of Q, and he's been doing music for a long time. But one particular song of his has got him in trouble. It was actually banned from SoundCloud, which is a popular music streaming platform, for having QAnon lyrics in it. But he did point out, and I'm glad Newsweek actually went with this article, but he did point out that F the Police is still available, although they're trying to ban out QAnon stuff. Isn't that interesting? Now, we all know the importance of the Electoral College, right? Hillary Clinton is joining it. If that doesn't shock and dismay you, I don't know what will. Although she's just one vote out of hundreds. So, White House slamming Dr. Fauci. This is because he's playing politics and trying to make President Trump look bad right before the election. And hey, President Trump is already joking with his live stream videos and his crowds that he's going to see five plus different crowds a day doing different speaking events up till midnight one night and up at 5 a.m. the next day doing it again. That's our president. Cannot keep up with that man, and he's in his 80s. Well, we're actually seeing Dr. Fauci get threatened with firing soon, if you're paying attention to Trump's speeches lately. He's saying, don't tell anybody, but maybe right after the election, you know, kind of paraphrasing here. Now, we also have Hunter Biden's tattoos leading to kind of an interesting potential rabbit hole. I don't know for sure yet, but someone brought this up here on the Gateway Pundit. You see the Finger Lakes region of New York here? Very distinctive kind of, almost like claws, these lakes. Well, here's his tattooed version on his back, and you can kind of see it's pretty damn accurate to the lakes themselves, right? So, with that said, I think there's a hidden submarine base in that area, and there's been at least one case of child trafficking reported in this area. That's all we know so far, really. About it. And I'm not sure if there's more to it. I just thought it was worth a mention. And continuing, we also have Armenia releasing a video of a detained Syrian mercenary captured on the battlefield. Now, I will go ahead and be fully fair and honest here. You cannot trust a video released of someone who was a POW. This guy is captured by the enemy. He probably killed a bunch of them, and he was getting paid to do it, apparently, but you know, you can't trust anything because it could have been tortured out of them. And torture will get you anything that you want to hear. That's why it doesn't work. That's why it's never really worked. People will say anything to just end the pain and go ahead and die sometimes, because that's how powerful torture can be. It's a violation of free will, and it's a violation of truth, because it doesn't really yield truth. It yields whatever the truth that you want to hear is, so that they'll stop hurting. Anyway, so with that said, I have been talking about the Syrian supposed refugees, which are actually just Islamic radical fundamentalist terrorists who are fighting Assad and others on a proxy sort of jihadi war. And I think Turkey is one of the people sort of leading that, because you're seeing a lot of these soldiers shift around at Turkey's behest, moving from Syria up to Azerbaijan and invading Armenia on their side as mercenaries, and even admitting here, supposedly, if you can trust what he's saying, you know, it doesn't look like he's been tortured yet, but he's receiving a salary of $2,000 a month, plus an additional $100 US for beheading of a non-believer. He was recruited from a village to fight the infidels. I mean, just, I'll give you a couple of seconds here to get an idea of the nature of his tone, but you know, like I said, you can't fully trust it, but still, this coincides with everything that we know about what's really going on in Syria. They weren't using chemical weapons. These are not legitimate rebels or protesters. They're Islamic jihadi proxy war soldier mercenaries. Here we go.
من جسر الشغور حدنا أن نقول أطول جسر الشغور.
جسر الشغورين شرطانة زيادية.
زيادية.
He looks on his best behavior now, though, doesn't he? These guys aren't too tough when other tough guys stand up to them. That's the nature of the world. And speaking of people that aren't too tough and need to be stood up to, here's a group of federal employees and bureaucrats on Zoom, on camera, showing their faces and talking about their backgrounds before discussing open treason and sedition and open coup, which they even refer to as a coup and don't want other people to not refer to as a coup. They're open about it. This has leaked out now, and they're essentially talking about how the bureaucracy can resist and engage in the coup, and even if necessary, assist with violence. So it's pretty wild. I'm going to show you part of it. You can look up these leaked Zoom conversations and watch them in full. But check this out, the first clip.
Decisions are in your immediate sphere of influence as somebody who works in the government.
I'm a management and programs analyst.
I work in the national security community.
I spent 3.5 years as a contractor at DHS HQ.
If you read the mainstream press, like, they all have Signal accounts, text them, leak everything you can. The journalists I've dealt with have been super ethical in ways to shield me to be the source of the leaks.
Groups on the outside being able to show solidarity with federal workers.
Making sure that we're naming what is happening as a coup.
Totally agreed in the Shutdown DC conversations that I've been having in that.
They totally agree in naming it a coup. You hear that? Continuing.
That's not on the federal side. We also are often saying, like, call it a coup. It's a coup. Don't let anyone tell you it's not.
President Harry S. Truman famously said, I thought I was the president, but when it comes to these bureaucrats, I can't do a damn thing. So the bottom line with this is that we all, as ordinary people and as federal workers, have power. If masses of people engage in non-cooperation, no ruler can stay in power. Bureaucracy is a really...
And you lose. That's the swamp, folks. That's the bureaucratic swamp. We are going to drain that swamp. President Trump's executive orders make it a lot easier to fire those people and a lot easier to hire people based on their skill and their merit, not based on their educational background. You know what that means. People who have life experience versus those who have college propaganda degrees from useless universities and skill sets. I mean, other than the STEM field, where I sure hope the doctors are going to school to some degree, but, you know, even the doctors in the big pharma field, I mean, it's so corrupted, I don't really trust the doctors at this point very much either. Their information, their education is wrote and writ for them by big pharma. I mean, it's not trustworthy at all. I mean, they have a cut, poison, burn, customers, not cures methodology and mentality to maximize profits. And I understand it's an industry. The problem is when they block legitimate competition in the name of healing and protecting people and then force us into the cut, poison, burn methods versus the natural alternatives. I mean, would you rather get a surgery to remove an organ or would you rather heal the organ? Would you rather have to, remove a tooth that got cracked, or would you rather follow a tooth healing diet for a couple of months and maybe save that tooth? Would you rather, do chemo and radiation and surgery, maybe a combo of all three with a cocktail of drugs to go with it and a weekly routine of which ones you take each day and you take them like candy, or you watch your body break down and everything else happens, or would you rather build your body up, let it kill the cancer itself using things like Laetrol or other alternative remedies that have been found to have some very interesting research behind them, but are interestingly not researched, pursued, or even sometimes banned by big pharma. And they're definitely opposing any kind of alternative. So anyway, continuing, I kind of got off onto a little side tangent there. You guys know I care a lot about alternative health and what's happening there as well. I mean, we really have a bureaucratic mass nightmare going on, and President Trump is about to drain that. I hope many of you and many patriots out there become the federal workers at that point and replace these people and take those jobs and those positions of power and authority and credibility and trust away from them. That's what we have to do to drain the swamp. We have to take over. And hopefully we can drain as many of those jobs and shut down as many of those departments as humanly possible. And those are the kind of people I want to see in those jobs, the people that want to get rid of them and go back to living, you know, in the private sector and in a freedom capacity. There's too many people living off of the public purse. And that's a big system incentive screwer. I mean, it really messes with the incentive structure. So inbox, DOJ is sending personnel to 44 jurisdictions in 18 states to, quote, monitor for compliance with federal voting rights laws. This is from Kyle Cheney, reporter at Politico. So we have a lot of different counties that are going to get surprise visits from federal workers to make sure they don't try to cheat at the last minute. Very interesting. It's actually fewer jurisdictions than the DOJ monitored in 2016. But hopefully they will be very precise. I see a lot of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Florida, Arizona, and Georgia on here. We know there's, and California, we know those are all hot spots of attempted cheating. And Florida is a big one because it's such an important swing state. Now, Kamala Harris over here is basically coming out with sheltered words, but coming out in full support of communism ideologically 2 days out from the election. You've got to see this to believe it.
So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests, oh, everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still going to be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resources and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place.
So an example is healthcare a right? Because in an equitable situation, you would have healthcare as a right because everybody would get the same equality of outcome. And healthcare as a right has another word. It's called slavery because now you're forcing healthcare experts to service you for free, or you're stealing from someone else to pay them to service you for free. So actually, it's not really a right. And equity is just a fancy word of cloaking things like slavery and communism. Now, on the other hand, I can speak from coming from a very poor background. My mother was a legitimate crack whore. I grew up in a trailer park. I came from nothing, and all of my mother's side of the family basically got into heroin and drugs and prostitution and terrible things. I found my sister on Backpage.com, and thank God every day that President Trump shut that website down. She was being trafficked, okay? And they were all really bad into heroin and stuff. I couldn't even talk them out of it, couldn't help them, got out of that state to get away from them. But I came from that background, and I didn't expect anyone to give me any handouts. In fact, I'm very grateful that we live in a world where there is such freedom in this country that I could make something of myself, and I did. I was financially free by 25 years old. I had hundreds of apartments under my portfolio that I had built up, not physically built, but built up the portfolio over many years of investing and raising equity and doing private deals and basically being a long-term real estate private investor. And I did pretty well with that. And then my mentor embezzled everything. I lost it all. And I kind of lost even having any interest in money, period. But I was able to do that because I grew up in America, in a free country, not because all of these systems that were set to try to give everyone an equality of outcome. I had an equality of opportunity. And that is what made the difference. Now, people are not equal in their ambitions or their value to the market or their goals. People have different goals, and freedom is what allows people to pursue that. I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but I feel so passionately about capitalism. It's the most moral system in the history of the world. It is the one system that turns everyone's inherent selfish nature into something altruistic, where to help yourself, you actually have to help other people. Imagine that. And that is a good system, and it helps the poor more than any other system in the world. In communism, we all become equally impoverished, equally slave-like, equally poor, equal outcomes, equally skulls on the pile of the communist history book. Hundreds of millions of dead already. All right. So continuing on from there, I mean, if that's not concerning enough, here's another thing that she said. And yes, this is a direct quote. June 18th, 2020, Kamala Harris said this, quote, "And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation, for it is you who have betrayed us. Kamala Harris." That is what's coming for us, folks. You take a communist, you make him president, they've already threatened us with the full force of the government. You have a bureaucracy that's trying to resist President Trump to back them, and you have all the workings and makings, and you have the brown shirt Antifa and BLM out there, a paramilitary group. You have all the workings necessary for a Bolshevik revolution, and they won't go door to door and kill us, most likely. They'll starve us to death, just like they did in Russia. So make sure you're ready. Prepare with Nemos.com. Go to NemosNewsNetwork.com/sponsors. Get your storable food. Get some gold and silver if you can afford it from Sovereign Metals at NemosNewsNetwork.com/gold. Be ready for everything and be with your family. You know, have extra ammo, as the head of DHS has already warned us, in case they try to get violent. Now, we know we're going to win this thing by a landslide. We already see the results. The early results are in. President Trump is storming them, and they're already freaking out, panicking, saying we have to stop the bleeding, everything else that they're saying, even on CNN. They're even starting to cover Biden's scandals. It's all falling apart for them. They can't hold it back. More than just a few days is all they can really do. Even if they ban all of us with this surprise purge, not really that big of a surprise, even if they purge us all from YouTube and Facebook and Twitter a couple of days before the election or a couple of weeks before the election, even if they use the algorithm at max capacity and ramp it up and ban every keyword they can think of, every meme they can find, they can only stall the truth getting out for a couple of days, maybe a week or two at tops. That is how powerful we've become. And they are so hated that when she goes around to tour, she doesn't get anyone to show up except Trump supporters. Same thing with Joe Biden, who escort her van around, her bus, her campaign bus, with a bunch of Trump flags just to troll her. Or they'll shout 4 more years or go home creepy Joe or things like that just to heckle Joe or her. So that's where we're at. The people are on Trump's side. The Great Awakening already happened. And now you're going to see what's not the silent majority anymore. You're just going to see, let me turn this down, what's called the majority. We'll just be the majority at that point. All right, we'll see you guys on the next one. Dustin Nemos out. I hope you found this to be of value. If you did, please like, share, subscribe. We're on a couple of platforms now. You can find all of our links at NemosNewsNetwork.com/finder. And you can also find other shows' links. I want to give a good honorable mention to this a couple of more times just so everyone knows it's there. I've mentioned it before. But you can also go to stopbitburning.com/find, and you can find a directory of all the purged accounts that have been wiped out of big tech recently, especially YouTube. So there's a lot of independent media that are being censored right now, and you know, my heart goes out to them because I'm one of them and I know what it's like. So support us if you can, share it if you can't, or if you want to, and we'll see you on the next one.